This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Baby, slow down.
Joy 94.9, Selena Gomez and Slow Down, 23 minutes to 5. This is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam in the studio. Now, we have a representative representing.
Represent.
That's right. It is National Youth Week in Australia this week, and we're doing our bit by grabbing someone off the street.
She didn't mind.
Who is okay. Under the mandatory age of 26 when you're no longer.
Then you are dead to the rest of the youth.
Yes. Welcome to Joy, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Number one, you are, as I said, under 26. How old are you?
I'm 23, so I'm still youthful, according to the stats.
The rule book.
Rule book, yes.
Excellent.
I am heavily involved in community radio. I suppose that's my thing. I do lots of community radio at different stations around Melbourne.
So, obviously, you're involved in SIN, which is the Youth Radio Network here in Melbourne.
Yes.
Is that where you started?
Yeah, definitely. I started at SIN about 3 years ago now, and it's kind of quickly became my home pretty soon after starting. I just met heaps of really great people there that are all under this youth bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a really great place. I've been really inspired by the people that I've met there and the content that they've created, and it's a great place to be.
Radio for a lot of people is seen as a very old-fashioned medium. What was it that attracted you to get involved in radio?
To be honest, the reason that I got started in radio, I was doing an arts degree at Melbourne Uni, and there was this girl that was in my class, and I thought she was really cool, and I'd also gone to school with her, and then one day I was just chatting to her and she's like, I've got this radio show, and like in my head I'm like, of course you do, you're very cool. Yeah, and then she's just like, you could do it too. And I was like, and now she's inviting me onto her show. That's very cool. And then I did the course, and then I got my own show, and then I thought I was pretty cool. So that's kind of how it started.
And what sort of shows have you done on SIN?
I've done a lot of music shows. I currently produce for a podcast called All the Best, which mm-hmm. is like a radio documentary storytelling podcast.
Okay.
It airs on the Community Radio Network, and it's affiliated it's with a couple of other stations around Australia. So that's my main shtick at the moment, as well as Arts Mitten, which is the arts and culture show on SIN, 4 to 5 on Sundays.
4 to 5. To it. Okay. All right. No. It's arts and culture.
Arts and culture.
See, people don't think that kids can do arts and culture.
Kids can do arts and culture.
Yeah?
Yes. Very much so. I went to the theatre last night so that I'm currently writing a review.
Right. Give us the synopsis of the review.
I found the theatre piece very interesting. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen before, so that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. You're still forming the rest of the review in your head, aren't you?
Yeah, it's still being written. It is.
Very good, very good. Now, you said that you're also involved in a couple of other community radio stations. What are you doing elsewhere?
So I've been a volunteer at Triple R for about a year. As soon as I kind of became involved in community radio, I wanted to try out all the stations because I think they're all really great and they all represent something different and do things a little bit differently. So at Triple R, I produce a segment called The Arts Diary, and I help out in reception, and I'm also involved in PBS. I actually work at PBS.
Cool. So you're doing an arts program on SIN. Mm-hmm. Obviously, PBS and Triple R, well, PBS particularly is very music focused, mm-hmm. and Triple R a lot music focused. So, I mean, there's the question: what's your musical genre? Where's your interest lie?
I'm pretty into like singer songwriter vibes, but also the huge like soul revival that's been happening in Melbourne through the past couple of years. I've been hosting a show called The Hoist on SIN for like a couple of years, and that's our local music show. So, heavily engaged with the Melbourne music scene. Supporting local talent.
So the live music scene would be a big part of your your experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And PBS and Triple R are both amazing at showcasing local Melbourne talent from that pool.
So. They're great. They've got some great facilities at those stations as well. Like the you were saying off air before, the performance space at Triple R. It's,
Every community station that doesn't have a space like that is very, very envious of it. It is just amazing.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's one of the great things about community radio is that you can support your local artists by having them into the station. It's this really nice relationship that you can create.
Now, as part of your work at SYN, you got involved in something that's very close to our heart, which was a little project to do with Minus 18 and their gender diverse and same-sex formal that happened last weekend. So what did you do out there?
So a couple of volunteers from SYN and Joy went along to the Minus 18 formal and we reported on it. So we interviewed, I did like something like 18 interviews, which took me a long time to log.
So with a lot of the participants of the formal.
Yeah, so a lot of people that are going as guests. I also chatted to some parents that were picking their children up. Also another SYN volunteer, Claudia, she spoke to some of the politicians that came along. But just chatting to a lot of people about their experience of the night, why they think that it's a good, like why they think it's important to have events like that for young people. And yeah, just going around and chatting to people about it so we can make a piece about the night.
Cool. I know that that audio, once it's been finished and polished, is it's going to be, I think it's going to be broadcast on SYN. I know it's going to be podcast. So there's going to be some great stuff on there. If there's one takeaway item that you captured on the night, what would it be?
It would definitely be a conversation that I had with a guy called Charlie. He's 17 years old and he was the second person I spoke to, and he saw that I was chatting to some people with a recorder and he just kind of was like looking at me, and I wasn't sure whether he was like intimidated by the microphone or whether he just wanted to be on the microphone. And I was like, do you want to talk? And he's like, yes, I would love to talk. And I was like, is there anything you wanted to say? And he just burst into this kind of speech, not a speech, but telling me about how important it is to educate people about gender identity. And he was telling me that he's 17 years old. He's going off to do a TED talk in a couple of weeks in Frankston to talk about gender identity and why it's important and why we should have better education in schools about gender identity, because he himself is transgender. And he was talking about how it was really confusing for him because he didn't have any information about how he was feeling. He didn't really have anything to go to. And he was talking about how he always thinks that people should have that option to be educated about it, and it's probably less confusing when you're questioning your own gender. And he was just, so interesting.
He was just looking. He all of a sudden he saw somewhere to get it out.
Yeah,
and you were there.
I was just like,
wow.
Yeah, and I was just really impressed. And just like the general consensus that I took away from that night is just that there's so many amazing young people out there, that they're so articulate in the way that they speak. They've got great ideas, and I feel like the future is in safe hands.
Fantastic. It sounds like it was a great experience for you being there on the night. And
yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm always open to learning from everybody, and I definitely feel like I learnt so much, and it was a really great experience for me personally.
All right. Now, you said a little earlier that you do your All the Best podcast at the moment. What have we got to look forward to in terms of that?
Well, I'm really excited because this week for All the Best, we're doing a episode called A Walk in the Park, and the episode is looking at, it's in response to a lot that's been said in the media at the moment about women probably not being able to occupy public spaces at nighttime.
Okay.
And we've kind of done a piece. There's probably maybe like 15 or more people that have contributed to this piece, and it's in response to this issue that we feel really passionate about. We think that we should, it's public space, we shouldn't have to feel unsafe. And just kind of exploring the experience of a female in a public space at night.
Fantastic. So where can we access that podcast?
So you can access it at allthebestradio.com.au. It's also on the Twitters, the Facebooks. It gets aired on FBI Radio on a Saturday, but you can also access it on iTunes.
Fantastic. Beth, it's been marvellous having you in the studio this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
You've Not restored. You've confirmed my faith.
In the youth.
In the youth of today. That's right.
That.
There you go. I won't play Waldorf and Stadler for at least another hour. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. That was Beth, who is one of our youth representatives of National Youth Week this week here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.